Okay, the beginning of Siman Tzadik Ches, Hilchos Teruvos. Of course, Hilchos Teruvos is a bit long, and not all of the inyanim of Teruvos can you try to plug into the first sif. So we're going to begin. In the course of things, there are going to be some questions which we're going to have to defer to later simanim. We'll try to be kind of the ideas as they come here in Hilchos Teruvos. Someone called me last night. He asked me if he attends this year whether he'll get smicha by the end of the year. So I told him, well, an hour a week is a little hard. So he said he's willing to chazer for another hour during the week, and I think that's a very good idea to chazer. Whether you'll, if you're ready to take the feher, I'll arrange a feher by Ravelsky on this. But in the meantime, let's just try to learn a little Shem Shemayim to be kind of the ideas. Hilchos Teruvos in Issush and Nesarav Beheter Va'ifim Bitulai. Mechaber begins Issush and Nesarav Beheter Min B'She'enai Minai. Now, just to understand, I have to give you a hakdama, a small hakdama, which is a basic idea. When I learned Yeridaya by Rav Palm, he gave it as a hakdama. The reason I remember is because I put it on the side, on the gillion of my Yeridaya. And so I remember it was one of the first things he mentioned to us. And that is that in Teruvos, you can have two types of mixtures of treif and kosher. You can have a mixture that's min b'minai, or you could have a mixture that's min be'enai minai. Min be'minai, if you have treifa meat, let's say nevela, and it falls into a pot of kosher meat, that's called min be'minai. The two of them taste the same. The treif and the kosher have exactly the same taste. That's min be'minai. Min be'she'enai minai would be if you had a piece of treifa meat that fell into a vegetable soup that was cooking, or that fell into any non-meat pot of vegetables, usually the example yurakais, and it was cooking, and it gave in a bliya. The difference between min be'minai and min be'enai minai is the following. Min be'enai minai gives taste. You can discern the taste. If the meat gave taste into vegetables, it should be discernible in the vegetables. There we say, tam ki ikar, the taste that went in has a din min atayra like the ikar. Even if you took the ikar, meaning the piece of nevela, out, the taste which went in is tam ki ikar, and it asses the vegetables. There, min atayra, you need shishin. You need 60 times the iser in order to be mevatalit. In other words, the vegetables have to be 60 times as much as the treifus. That's my min be'enai minai, and that's called lach balach. That means it's a blia. There's a liquid traveling into a liquid. Min be'enai minai lach balach needs shishim min atayra, needs 60 times as much min atayra. Min be'minai, if meat falls into meat, there's no taste. You can't tell the taste. Min b'minai is a machlokes in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. We pask in min b'minai min ha'Torah is batal b'rayv. Min ha'Torah, if nevela falls into kosher meat, all you need min ha'Torah is rayv to be mevatlet. Min d'rabbanan min b'minai need shishim. Min b'gazru min b'minai atu min b'she'enai minai. There it's a derabbanan. It's a very big nafkamina. We'll see right away in Sif Beis, the nafkamina is deraisa derabbanan. But this is the halacha min ha'Torah. Min be'enai minai, when it's a mixture of what we're calling lach balach, meaning where a bliya goes from one to the other, it needs shishim. Min be'minai, min ha'Torah, it's enough raiv. It's a bottle of a raiv. Because there's no taste. Midrabanan gazru minai atuena minai, and midrabanan, it needs shishim as well. Now, this whole discussion, and this whole simon is talking, as I said, lach balach. We will have a separate discussion of yavesh b'yavesh, which means if I have a piece of treifa meat and two pieces of kosher meat, and I can't discern one from the other, and now I don't know which is which. Min b'mina yavesh b'yavesh is potel b'raif even midrabana. That rabana were on Geisa. Min b'mina yavesh b'yavesh. And that we're going to get to in a separate sim, in a separate discussion. So our discussion for now is min b'einai minai lach b'lach or min b'minai lach b'lach. We're talking when they're cooked together. Now let's return to the Shulchan Aruch. Issa shenisar beheter min b'she'einai minai. A min in te'einai minai. K'gain. Now that word is chaylev. If you see the first word in the Taz is bitzeirei. It's not chalav, it's chaylev. K'gain chaylev shenisar bebasar. Fats that became, that fell in and became mixed into a pot of cooking meat. And now you don't know if the fats gave taste into the meat. So what do you do? Now I told you that you go by shishim. That's, we'll see in a moment, the psak of the Ramah. The Mechaber holds, yitamenu oive kechavim. You have to, you give it to a guy to taste. Let the guy taste it. Im oimer she'im baitam chaylev. If the guy says that the chaylev was not nice and tam into the basar. Or Shaimer Shiyesh Baitam Ela Shehu Pogum, where he says it gave it a taste, but it's a bad taste. Mutter. Then it's mutter, because Tam Pogum is also mutter. Vuhu Shalai Yehei Seifer Lashbiach. And that is if it gave a bad taste, which won't improve as the pot cooks. So you can tell a guy, have the guy taste it, and the guy tells you. The guy has to not know that we're relying on him. In other words, he has to be masiach lefitumai. He has to be speaking without knowing that we're relying on him, otherwise we wouldn't trust him. If you have no guy available, then misharinam b'samach. Then we measure with 60, and then we go basa shishim. What happens if Nevela fell into Basar? Here you can't give it to a guy to taste. You can't tell if there's a taste of Nevela. So the Shulchan Aruch holds, and this is the Rambam Shita, that when the Gemara says you give it to a Kfela to taste, Kfela is trusted even if it's less than 60, even if you have no 60. If a guy tastes it and he tells you that the guy that it has no taste, so then the guy is trusted, and even if it's less than shishim, if there is no guy, then you go basa shishim. In other words, either way, tevusa. Either the guy says it has no taste, it's mutter, or if you have no guy, you go basa samach. This is the Mechaber Shita. Rashi in the Gemara disagrees. Rashi says you need both. You need shishim, and then you give it to a guy to taste. If there's no shishim, it's always awesome. Rashi shita is you need shishim plus a guy to taste it. But the Mechaber says we pass like the Rambam, and therefore we can be more makel, and even if there's no shishim, we give it to a guy to taste. That's the Mechaber. I don't know if the Svardim today are noyig to give it to a guy to taste. But the Ramah says, "Ein noyeg in achshav lismach oivik echavim u'misharinan hakel b'shishim." Our minig is not to be simach on the team of a guy, and we go lechatchila to measure, and we measure b'shishim. Now that's the way we know. Before we get into the lamdis, you have to know. In the Pisrei Tshuva Beis, he brings that we measure in volume, not by weight. We measure by volume. Volume meaning, if you have a piece of treifus that cooked together with heter, you go by the volume of the treifus. The way to measure volume is the displacement of it. You put it into a full pot of water, you take the treifus, put it in, see the amount of water that pours over is displaced by putting it in. In other words, let's say somebody cooked a soup. And there's a piece of chicken in there, which now, it's treif, he's worried about it. Most of the ladies today would just throw it out. They wouldn't measure. But let's say you want to measure. Let's say you want to know if the soup is, even if it's fleishik, If you have chicken and soup and it's less than a 60th, the soup's not fleishy. So you take an empty pot, you fill it with water to the very brim, you slowly put the water in, now you put that pot into a pan, then you put the chicken into the water, you put the pot with full of water into a pan, you put the chicken in slowly, the water spills over, you remove the pot, you take the water that's in the pan, measure how many fluid ounces it is, fluid ounces is volume, and then you multiply that by 60 and you see if the large pot had 60 keneged whatever it was, and if there's 60, that's our minig that we're matir. So this is the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is simple enough. If you go with the Shita Samachaber, you can give it to a kfeila to taste. We are not saimach on a kfeila, on a guy to taste it, and we always measure b'shisha. Okay, there are a number of issues here. Let's turn back. There are a few side issues, and then we'll get back to the kfeila. The first, and it's really a major issue, is pointed out by the first Taz, and by the first Shach as well. The first Taz points out that the Mechaber is saying that chelev and meat is min be'ein ayminai. Now what is chelev? Chelev is animal fat. Chelev is the fat of an animal. Now the truth is, people think chelev and shuman is also animal fat. So I think most people assume chelev is one type of fat and shuman's another. The truth is, chelev and shuman scientifically are the same thing. They're both fats from an animal. We give a name chelev to identify the fats that are treif, and the name shuman to identify the fats that are kosher. It's a legal term. In really, chelev and shuman are really the same thing. When you go and you watch the way they treif and they cut out chelev, it's the same chelev as the chelev in certain spots of the animal have to be removed. Fats at certain other spots are left in. We eat it. So chelev is really very close in taste to meat. So the Taz points out, "Kegoy chelev b'tzeirei the tarba b'bisra have a min b'shein amina." Kekasa b'seisav l'kamon simin zeh b'shema agor rishab b'shema rosh varzerua perigid anasha. He says that chelev is min b'ein amina. Now this is a very lenient. I shouldn't say it's lenient. There's some chumras in being min be'ein ayminai. There's some kulas, but it's a very it's a slight difference in taste between fats and meat, and yet he's considering it to be min be'ein ayminai. The Gra and Sifkat and Aleph disagrees. The Gra, although he agrees that's the kavana of the Shulchan Aruch, the Gra brings the chayalkim. He says aval aran kasar shul min be'ein. The Ran and the Gra brings rayas to it that chelev and meat are considered to be min b'minai, and the Gra doesn't hold of this interpretation of min b'she'ein ayminai. The Shach in Sifkat Nalev has something of a pshara. He says that it depends if it's fatty meat or lean meat. He makes a chilek that lean meat is considered fats are min b'ein ayminai. Basashamein, if it's fatty meat, it's min b'mina. So, turns out, we have here chalukei deis. I don't know that it's ever going to happen. Most of us never have chalev in our homes, because the meat is all traded before it gets to our homes, hopefully. And nevertheless, this is a sort of a guiding principle to know what's min b'mina, what's min b'ein amina. So we work with this idea that we have here a machlekes if chelev and meat, which are so close, are min b'mina, min b'ein amina. So now you're going to deal with certain vegetables. People start clarifying the two vegetables taste the same, don't taste the same. I think we'll understand that if they're more different in taste than shuman and meat, then we're going to be make. We're going to consider it to be min be'ein aminai. It's a chumra kula either way. So that's the first side issue. The second side issue is in Taz Beis. The Taz here touches on a very important shail in Yaradeya, and that is what is considered eating treifus. What does it mean if someone eats treifus? Now, eating, the way we understand from the Gemara, is either a hanos hagorayim, some pleasure in the throat, The throat meaning the back of the back of the mouth, or the stomach. When you taste something with the tip of your tongue, are you allowed to taste something that is questionable of its kosher? If you're not sure if it's kosher, can you taste it? Now, I don't know if you ever had a yetzahara to taste something that's questionable of its kosher. However, as we'll see in a moment, this is nogeya. This ties as nogeya to the shaila as to whether things like toothpaste or mouthwash have to be kosher. When someone brushes his teeth, there's no intention, certainly, to swallow havanos hagarin, havanos meyayim, from the toothpaste. Now, not all our toothpaste are kosher, not all mouthwash, about half the brands of mouthwash, slightly more than half, have glycerin, which is a non-kosher ingredient. And people use it. Scope, I believe, has glycerin in it. Now, glycerin may or may not be kosher. Glycerin can be made, it's made from fats. It can be made from vegetable fats or animal fats. A little more than half of the glycerin in the United States is treif. Years ago, it was the reverse. Years ago, 30 years ago, most of it was kosher. But today, that all the health-conscious people don't want fats in their meat, the butchers cut off much more of the fat, and there's an abundance of animal fat, and therefore, there's more. As time goes on, there's more and more glycerin that's animal derivative. If you look in the back of a bottle of mouthwash at the inactive ingredients, it may list glycerin. Now, glycerin, we consider to be treif. It has a good taste also. It's not tamei pogum, it's sweet. The question is there an aveira to just put it in your mouth and spit it out? There's no hanos hameyayim, there's no real hanos hagorin in the sense that you don't swallow it. So the question is whether that's mutter. Let's learn Taz Beis, and we'll see what the others say. Taz here brings, it's only the first part of the Taz, actually two pieces. The first piece of the Taz, Kasa B'drisha. B'drisha makes a deal. Midasa B'Yisrael L'mitambay. Why don't we let a Jew taste the mixture? Let him taste it and spit it out. Yesh l'lumay, from here we can learn, Shepa'amim Shekayna Basa Min HaKatze. Sometimes you buy meat from the butcher, then you do a maluachu. You're not sure if the butcher salted the meat. Today, we consider ourselves sure. They were not sure. Imlai. Asa litan bil shaynai. Atkan l'shaynai. You want to just put your tongue to it and see if it has a salty taste. So, the drisha, it's aser. We see from here, Timas Yisrael is aser. Zak the tasu tumur ma'id. Dabi simen membeis gabe mara. In simen membeis in Hilchas Treifis, it talks about you shecht an animal, you open up the insides, and it's missing a gallbladder. An animal without a gallbladder is treif. You have to throw everything out. However, there are times that the gallbladder of an animal is, for whatever reason, is absorbed in the liver. The gallbladder is next to the liver, it's attached to the liver. There's some animals who have an abnormal function of their evarim, that the gallbladder is attached to the liver. The liver is a hamantash-shaped organ, not quite hamantash, it's longer on one side, it's a triangular-shaped organ. And sometimes at the tip, which is close to the gallbladder, there's the gallbladder becomes part of it. Now, how can you tell? The gallbladder is bitter. That's why it's called the mara, the gallbladder. It's a bitter organ. The liver is not. The liver is a bloody taste. It's not bitter. So what you can do is taste the liver and see if the liver has a bitter taste. You can tell that the gallbladder is absorbed in the liver. That's what it says in Hilchos Treifos. It says taste the edge of the liver and see if it's bitter. If it's bitter, it's kosher. If it's not bitter, it's treif. So frektataz, how could you say you're tasting it as aser? Habesimim membeis gabei mara kasa behedya the time I bulshainai. Al kainera de betima balashin ein bechshash iser b'makom safik. He's only making b'makom safik. He says that it's muta b'makom safik. Mishum hachi iske beferish gabei mara shiitim balashin. Just taste it with the tip of your tongue. Kama Shikazabe says, B'Shem HaMardachai. V'achinami mutter, imnaki shamidam. The same thing, if you got blood, meat from the butcher, you don't know if it was salted, as long as there's no blood on it. You wash it off and you can taste it. the drish is raya from our mechaber. The mechaber has said mitamenu ay vekechavim v'shani hacha da yitzarach litam ayde achila mamish kedei lahargishim yesham tam. If you want to taste, if the chicken soup has a meaty taste, you can't just touch your tongue to it. You have to really eat it. Al kain tzarach yitamenu ay vekechavim, and therefore you have to have a good taste.
There's a scientific right, because the tongue,
yeah,
your tongue only tastes sweetness, like the anatomy of the tongue and the science.
It doesn't taste salt.
The tongue is sweet, and other parts of the tongue taste other tastes.
You still don't have to swallow it.
Okay. All right. Well, he doesn't say you have to swallow it. He just what's his lashon? Aydei achila mamish. You're right. He says aydei eating.
Okay.
He brings a raya also from Hilchis Tainis in Arachayim Kof Samazayim, who are pashat the anus of betim or beloshin lechud. On a fast day, you're allowed to taste something with your tongue. The loyhuske sham elinyin te'ima likach toich piv ubezei yeshchilik beitainis v'shari surim. That on a tainis, even though it's not a suffik iser, it's badai yasa to eat. Te'ima beloshin is muta. V'shari surim, only te'ima beloshin itself is muta. So it doesn't sound too good so far. The Drisha says all tasting is aser. And the Taz says, no, tasting with the tip of your tongue, by a suffik iser, that's okay. But the reason it's aser here for you to taste it is because it requires a greater amount of tasting. Doesn't sound too good for scope, huh? So far. Yeah. It's not so clear here if he means to swallow or to chew. It doesn't really matter, because he said beferish that it's only mota tima balashin. So he certainly doesn't mean chewing it. The svardi to give it to a guy, you would have to chew it. You would have to chew it. You have to swallow it. I mean, I guess he would swallow it. Unless it was pogum, he would want to swallow it anyway. Question is, if I have a bad soup, can I give it to a Sephardi to give it to a guy to taste? Then, all right, the Pesachei Tshuva in Sifkat Nalef picks up on the Taz. So suddenly we have a Machlekes Drisha and Taz. The Drisha asks outright, the Taz is Mata Beloshin by Safik Iser. So he brings Yitamenu Ekhaven Ayin Berheitim B'Shem HaTaz Ayin La'el Membeis Berheitim Sukkot and Gimel B'Shem HaShach. The Shach says the Lahachi Gabi Mara Shari Litaim. You know why by the Mara you're allowed to taste it? The Karav Adava Shiatan Tamar. The Shach holds like the Drisha. Tasting is Aser. Why by the gallbladder are you allowed to taste the liver? It might be treif. It's up to Shach for a different reason. Because right behemoth ain't them treifus. We assume an animal's not a treif. If it's missing the gallbladder, it's probably in the liver. So that's why we're matter the te'ima there. Mashvi di'ilav hachi avtima b'loshen asach enkazah prima gadim, etc. Dachi kaimelon. I'm a chumas tzemach tzedek. Nisha alamuta litaim habayris. If you're allowed to taste soap, im yesh boi melach kol tzarchi, if the soap has enough salt. Now you can ask me, why would anybody taste soap if it has enough salt? We're not cooking soap for consumption. We're cooking soap for soap. But the soap manufacturer taste the soap to see if it has the right mixture of ingredients. So he wants to taste the soap. Now the soap in those days was made from fats, which today a lot of the soap is also made from fats, which was treif. Veheshiv, da'af agav, da'dobishu pogum, even though soap has a bad taste, if anybody got in their mouth, they know it's a bad taste. Medrabanami asalachatchila, which you're not allowed to eat it. Uti'ima, hainudafka la'achila. But to taste it is mutter. The whole issur of tasting is an issur drabana. Ubidrabanan like gazru. And by a drabanan, by a dava pogum, they weren't guys. That's the Tzemach Tzedek's rule. You're allowed to taste the soap because it's a dava pogum, which is an issur drabanan. By an issur drabanan like gazru.
But the same thing apply to a pill if it doesn't have a sweet taste?
Well, if we have a chance, we'll talk about it. The Pesachei Tshuva goes on to bring a machlaikis, if this is true by every drabanan. He learns, and he says the Prichadash learns, that every drabanan, you're allowed to be mekel if it's a dava pogum. And it brings the Noi de Behuda at the end, who says, no, even by a drabanan you have to be machmir, only by an issur pogum can you be mekel. But lemaisa, the tzemach tzedek is only meikel by an iser derabanan, and tima by an iser derabanan. That's where he's meikel, even by a vada iser, not by a safik iser.
Is the only
word
so
what? The
only word
so the pisrei tshuva in the next four lines says any derabanan, but at the very end, the bottom line, he brings achem tshuva said to be the tinyana kasev that tzemach tzedek lo yitel tima b'lashin. Not by every Darabanan. So therefore, it would seem to be something of a problem. Why Taka is it Aser? What's the difference every Issa Darabanan and an Issa Pagum? So here is where the toothpaste issue comes up. As of now, what we've learned so far, it's not too good. We seem to say the Drisha Aser's Tima outright. The Shach by Mara says it's only mutter because of the Cheshbin that Rav is that it's kosher. I see Bimat if Rav is kosher, but the Shach and Trisha would ask him. Even the Mekel, the Taz, is only Mekel, Tima Balashin, with the tongue. Which probably doesn't apply to toothpaste or the way we use mouthwash. The Tzemach Tzedek here is Mekel even by Vade Yisr, but only by Nisid Darabanan, that's Pogum. And not by an Issa Daraisa, unless a Shava Daraisa. So yes.
Wouldn't the difference between Tima Balashin and other Tima be that the likelihood of swallowing it?
Okay, what's the difference between Tima in the tongue and Tima in any part of the mouth cavity? Lamaisa, the Gemara says Issu or Mabagarain in the throat or in the stomach. Machlaikas in Yuma, the last parak, if it's Begarin or Meayim, what's the difference? So the Har Tzvi has a tshuva on this issue. The Har Tzvi is in Simen Tzadik Hei, in Shas Tshuva Har Tzvi Yaredei Simen Tzadik Hei, and he says a Yisaid, which is the reason for the Mekilim. If you learn Yaredei and you learn this, it doesn't seem to be a lot of a mokum to be Mekel by Trefa toothpaste or Trefa mouthwash, even though it's only a Suffolk Isser, glycerin is a Suffolk Isser. Nevertheless, it doesn't sound like a very big makom to be mekel. What the Har Tzvi, he answers your question, and he explains the Noida B'Yehuda. Noida B'Yehuda says, only Issa Pogum is mutter. Any other Issa Drabanan, you're not allowed to taste. My nafkamina. Pogum is a Drabanan, and this is a Drabanan. He says the Issa Ti'ima is a Gzeira Shema Yechlenu. It's a Gzeira that you're going to taste it, you'll cheat a little. You know, you'll swallow it. You'll come to eat it also. So since it's Gzeira Shem Yechlenu, we aser. And a double pogum, we're not afraid you'll swallow. Nobody's going to intentionally swallow it. And since you won't intentionally swallow it, by a double pogum, well, that's why we're mekel. And that's also why we're mechalik between Tima Balashin, with the tip of the tongue, and the rest of the mouth. The tip of the tongue, we're not guys, you may intentionally swallow it. The rest of the mouth, we are guys. So the Har Tzvi explains it this way. Now, the Har Tzvi is talking about toothpaste, although he's talking about toothpaste that the treif ingredients are pogum. Our toothpaste, the treif ingredients have a good time. But the tzad lekula, to be mekel in toothpaste, is based on that Har Tzvi. The concept is that since toothpaste and mouthwash are not taken with the intention of swallowing, the gezeira of Shema Yechlenu, the gezeira that you might come to eat it, does not apply. If you'll unintentionally swallow it, so that's not an issa. The Gemara Pesachim says that it's efshir v'ein mechavin, that we're not goyza by shari surim. There's no isser if it's unintentional, and therefore that's the tzad. That's the reason to be mekel. When I learned every day by Rav Palm, he spoke out this reason as the reason to be mekel. He said, "Avad, it's toiv lahachmir. You have to come onto a kula. It's toiv lahachmir to use the kosher brands. Agav, Colgate and Crest, according to Rabbi Blumerkranz's book, have almost always had non-animal ingredients, which means that they're kosher. So those two brands, which are common brands, have generally been kosher. This last year, there was one or two types of the Colgate that did have, but I think Crest, every year for the last dozen years, he has no animal derivatives, which means that it's a kosher item. As far as mouthwash, Listerine is always kosher because it tastes so bad that and what? Yeah, I meant the Listerine, the types of Listerine taste, and the Signal brand is also known as a kosher brand. Signal. Signal's out of business. Okay, so don't buy it. Yes. What? Well, Pesach is not a problem because these brands don't have chametz in them. If they have chametz, it would be an issue. People, for some reason, people are machmer on kidneys like chametz on Pesach. Pesach Klal Yisrael is very machmer, and even though kidneys is not chametz, but for some reason Klal Yisrael is machmer. I say Klal Yisrael, I just mean the old ladies. I mean even the kashrus organizations. They won't give a Pesach Hechsher on anything that has any even a small amount of corn syrup. And that's why, if some of the toothpaste would have in them derivatives of kidneys, they wouldn't make it to the Pesach lists. But Meshur Sadin, it's not something that's a problem. There's no chametz in them. So, what? There's a Sugya Psachim, the second parak of Efshir Veinu Mechavin. If you swallow something without kavana, and you're in a matziv where it's possible to not swallow it, but you usually end up swallowing it, the Gemara says that there's no issur on that. Not issur, the rest not issur to Rabbanon, and that's mutter.
But why do you have to use the hearts we swallow? There's another swallow in the Bible of Yehuda. Which time if it's pogum, you have tried Rabbanon? Number one.
No, it's chad Rabbanon. It's pogum of a deraisa. No, it's pogum of a deraisa. The Beirus had chaylev. The chaylev was pogum. So it was a pogum of a deraisa. Right? But that was the case of the Semat Tzedek. What? Pogum is one Darabon, there's no second Darabon.
Yeah,
what?
Loshin is not a derisive.
Yeah,
either.
No, but.
You have trade Rabon. Whereas if it's not Pogum, all you have is Loshin. So maybe it's only one Rabon.
No, Yudah means if the Isser is a Darabon, let's say it has in it an Isser of Yagnesah, some Isser Darabon, and you only have.
It's only a single Isser.
But Loshin is the second. It's Lashon, and the food itself is an Issa D'Rabbanan. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says that that's still Osir because of Gezeirah Shem Yechlenu. Okay, he's not talking about a Deraisa. He's talking about other Yisurim D'Rabbanans, like Ayin Nesach, or Basa Oif B'Chalav. Other D'Rabbanans, he's saying that you can't be Mekel B'Lashon. We're only Mekel by Pogum. But Basa Oif B'Chalav, even though it's a D'Rabbanan, we're Machmer Shem Yechlenu.
But Pogum itself is a separate... It's only Drabbanan.
I understand, but Pogum of Trefa meat is one Drabbanan, and that Balashin would be a second.
That's right.
Basaif B'chalav is one Drabbanan, and then Balashin would be a second.
But we're talking about Trefa meat.
No, we're talking about Nebuchadnezzar's Machalik between other Yisurim Drabbanans. Okay, where the meat itself is an Issa Drabbanan, that's what he's saying is Asr. And that he's explaining because of Gezeirah Shem Yechlenu, which is even by an Issa Drabbanan if it's not Pogum. So again, if you open up the Shulchan Aruch, Ti'ima, there's nothing to talk about. They're all machmir. The most they makel is Ti'ima Balashin, either by a Suffolk Isser or by an Isser Rabbanan. But to be makel, you have to come on to these different kulas. All right, so these are the two side inyanim of Sif Aleph, the inyan of Chelev, and the inyan of Ti'ima. The main inyan here, of course, is the Shaila of trusting the Gayish HaTayim. And that is the second half of this Taz, as well as the long Arichos in the Shach. And they both are trying to figure out, since when is a Goy Kasher Eidus? A Goy is not a Kasher Eid, he can't say witness. So how can you trust this Goy to say Eidus that it has no taste? The Taz struggles with it, and he really does not have a pshat. He says, maybe if you hold Tam Ki Iker is a Drabbanan, by a Drabbanan, a guy Mesiach Lafituma is believed. If you hold the Bliya, that if you take out the Nevela, and the Bliya is only an Issa Drabbanan, then it would be understandable. But that's Shver, because Tam Ki Iker is Deraisa. We pass in that if the Nevela gives trace, gives taste into something, Issa Deraisa. So the Taz really does not have a pshat.
Is this really the Torah's
Eidus? Okay, one second. Good. So the Taz said, the Taz bleibt schwer. The Shach has a long arichus which goes on to the next page. I'm not going to go through the long arichus, but the very end, the Shach does have a pshat. L'kei nirali l'chalek, on the second page, on line number 6, let's read his lashon and I'll explain the way we understand it. L'chach nirali l'chalek. He says, I understand why are we trusting a guy here, Masiach Lefi Tumay. Nirali l'chalek. I think the reason is this. Davke hecha deleka l'mekam ala demilsa. Something where you'll never know the truth. Hu deinai v'kechava Masiach Lefi Tumay Neman. Bisatayr. Let's say a guy tells you something. You'll never know if it was true or if it wasn't true. Let's say I have a piece of meat. And he tells you it's kosher meat, it's not nevela. You can't trust him. Even Masiach Lefi Tumay. A guy tells you that this meat is kosher, the halacha is that he's not, you can't trust him. If you're on an airplane and they bring you a warmed up meal and the wrapping is ripped, so if the wrapping is ripped, that's a problem. The bliya went in. And the steward says, oh, I just ripped the wrapping now after we warmed it up. So even though she looks trustworthy, and even if she said a Masiach Lefi Tumay, she's not believed. By this and that, I see you can't trust a guy. You could later see if they're telling the truth. You can give it to someone else to taste. The guy, what? The guy is afraid that the first guy, when they're going to tell you, they're afraid that you'll catch them. You'll catch them lying. In our Lashon, we call it a milsa davida legluye. Something that's a milsa davida legluye, a guy, Masiach Lefi Tumay, is believed. That's the side of this shach. So the truth is that even a yid's going to eat it. Why do you say mechanda guy? If the guy says it's treif, she's throwing it out. No problem. I mean, it's a problem, but no shayla. If the guy says it's kosher, what does that mean? That means you're going to eat it. If you're going to eat it, it's a milsa davida legluye. So the guy is afraid. He has a reason to tell the truth because he'll catch him lying.
But this comes from a situation where the Tzarsal Yom is itself going to lie. Why would he be afraid?
It's good. 1 second, you're right. So this is the hesber of the shach. He's not going to lie to you because when he's talking to you, he's afraid that he's going to be caught.
The guy really doesn't know what's going on. You're asking the guy, does this taste like fat? He doesn't know whether it's kosher fat. If he doesn't know what's going on, he just.
You ask him, does it taste with fat? He's not going to lie to you.
But he doesn't know why you're asking. He doesn't know whether it's kosher fat.
That's the kasha that was asked. So, and this kasha is asked,
not really lie to you,
I believe, by the Yad Avram to a certain degree, and more by Rabbi Kiva. We'll see in a second.
Why does the shach say that you need to fail as opposed to the person who
The question is why the shach uses the lashon atimai lekfela. Generally, kfela means a chef, an expert. The point is, I'll tell you the truth. I've cooked vegetables in a fleishiger pot many times. I've never noticed the meat taste in the vegetables. We're not really sure why, if it's because we're not sensitive to the taste. Or maybe our pots are different. Maybe there's some reasons that we don't really see. If the pot is cleaned out well, obviously, if you're in the dorm and you'll taste it. But if you're in a home where a lady cleans the pot, it's rare that we ever taste anything. We have a Kabbalah that it's given nice and calm, and that's the halacha. I once asked Rav Palm if you can use it as a tziruf lahalacha. A tziruf lahalacha, when you have a machlaik, it's a tziruf that we don't see taste coming out of our pots. So he was very upset at me with the suggestion. He said, look, we have a Kabbalah that it's nice and tam, and therefore we work, Chazal don't consider it a suffix, we work that it's nice and tam. And that's, we assume it's nice and tam. I don't taste it. So it could be a felt in the tam. You give it to a kfela. A kfela means an expert. An expert will have a different story. You know, I made chasna, I bought wine to put on the table. I asked the fellow in the wine store that once it's opened, if we take it home, we re-cork it and take it home, for how long will it be good? He said 2-3 days. If you leave it in the refrigerator for a week, fine. I took it home. 6 months later, it was still good as far as my taste buds are concerned. We still use it, not in the refrigerator. We had a whole case of starter bottles. It still tasted good. An expert has different appreciation of the taste. So that's why the Shah says, Latima l'kfeila. Even if I can't taste it, but an expert will be able to taste it, he's afraid, and therefore he won't lie.
I think there's another one. There's a children in the Dodi Yehuda, the guy asks, how can there be a mathematics in the Gemara? Whether we law it, Gavar or Tatari Gavar, you can do it with two Milsadat Taylor and see whether it's a law Gavar or Tatari Gavar. And another view that says, because you can do it 1,000 times, you'll see that it won't be, and maybe 1,000 the first time it will. So even though technically we can do it, you can't be Simuch, then okay. It will always happen.
Good.
So that,
okay.
That would also be a
sophic. That's good, but it's not. It doesn't make it a sophic. It's still part of the fatah yisur. Don't turn it into a sophic yisur.
Why is that okay. Given to a goy who's not a
kfeila?
The guy has taste buds just like the regular Joe, or the
regular
Yidin, doesn't
know that. Okay, that's Rabbi Kiveger's point here. Let's see the Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger goes on the Ramah. We don't give it to a kfeila. So the Ramah gives the question is why? The Gemara talks about kfeila. Now it could be with Simcha Rashi. Rashi says that you can't be mekel with a kfeila. But let's see the Rabbi Kiveger, lo yadati tam nochem b'zeh. He says, I don't know. Why don't we trust a kfeila to taste it? It's a Gemara. Ula yesh loimer, danach hashinu l'chumris kol hashitas. Now I'm going to read this. If you have a kasha, wait a second. I hope you'll have a kasha. But let's learn Rabbi Kiveger, and then we'll see the kasha. Ula yesh loimer, danach hashinu l'chumris kol hashitas. Hayinu. Chashinan dilma kfeila hainu de mesiach lefitumai. Maybe kfeila means that the guy is trusted. Masiach lefitumai means we don't tell him we need to know it for halachic reasons. He's just chatting and then talking. The kfeila mitzad bikius. On the other hand, it could be that you need a kfeila because he's an expert, and you need an expert. Now, an expert is very conscious of his expertise, that, you know, you're judging him. V'imkein, b'loi m'siach l'fitumai leka hetera. If you want to judge on his expertise, if he's not m'siach l'fitumai, then you don't have a heter. U'ma m'siach l'fitumai gam kein e matirin chashinan de heter la mishu m'siach l'fitumai. Deinei nemen ala beidis isha. It could be that really, Mesiach Lefituma is not believed except by Eidus Isha, to save an aguna or matir for whatever reason, Mesiach Lefituma. V'hetet kfeila mitam loymara umnasai. Ubinan dafka shaloye Mesiach Lefituma. Kamei shakos arashach b'shem Rabbeinu Gershom. So he says, well, we're stuck. There's one side that we use a kfeila because he's afraid to lie loymara umnasai. He's going to be very careful. There's another tzad that we want Mesiach Lefitumai, that he doesn't know we're relying on him. So now either way you're stuck. If you tell him we're relying on him, you don't have the shita that you need Mesiach Lefitumai. If you're not going to tell him you're relying on him, just he's chatting, then there's no loimara umnasai. So after Rabbi Kiveger, then that's why we don't rely on a kfeila. Okay, now you can ask a question. We're talking kfeila guy. You guys should kfeila. It's interesting. Mechaber didn't say the word kfeila, but he means that the Ramah is chayshish l'chal hashitas. There's no question that the intention of the Shulchan Aruch of the Rambam is lavdavka kfeila. It's Mesiach Lefitumai. But we have two shitas. Either the reason he's trusted is the Mesiach Lefitumai, or he's trusted because, like, kfeila lemaru nasai. To be yaitza, one shita, he has to just be chatting and not, we don't know he's relying, he doesn't know we're relying on him. Could the other shita, he has to know we're relying on him. So it's stuck, there's no way to do it.
The Mesiach Lefitumai, that he doesn't know that we're not relying on him for halacha, but is he relying on, we want to know the taste of the.
For cooking reasons.
For cooking reasons. Yeah. We want to know if
this is right. I'm not sure. It could be that that's also no good. That we're afraid that he'll lie to us anyway. I don't know.
Challenges expertise.
Challenges expertise. I was looking for a different kasha.
The shita still works.
What do you mean?
It's still good. He doesn't know. He's still checking that out.
You could check him out, but you're not solving the problem. Are you telling him you're lying or you're not telling him? You tell him you're lying on him. See, you're missing. Yeah, the shach is only make of myself of Yitumai. Shach by Mesiach of Yituma is Mekel and Musa David Lugluya. He won't intentionally lie. The whole Shach is on Mesiach of
Yituma. Why don't you buy two cars?
Oh. I thought everyone was going to ask that right away. So why don't you get two Gayim? Get one of them, tell him we are relying on you, let him taste it. Get the other guy, tell him to let him just say a check. The Mati Yainasin on the top is the Kasha. It's actually printed in the Mati Yainasin. It's from Shlomo Akleim of Vilna. He says, Kosko Dishar Bekiva Ego, Layadati Tamnochen Lezeh, Laya Shlomer. I come to Shinai. Near a Tosafim, first he says a different Tosafim, but then he asks, Alinka Tirutsai Tamua. Can I die in Yeshlisma Gamachshav? Atimus Avikichavim. Hainu di Atimena Lashnei Avikichavim. Why don't you give it to taste to two guys? To one guy, Messiah of Vitumai. One guy, not Messiah of Vitumai. And that's the Kasha under Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's a Gavaldic Kasha. I don't know, Terrence. Why don't you give it to two of them to taste? What? If they say two different things, so we'll have to ask her. We'll only win if we get two. If we get two at Terrence.
Why should it be the expert who taste and not just the taste?
What?
Why should it be an expert who takes the taste? Why should
we
have to taste
the well, one side is that because we want Lemaru Nasai. A regular person, Lemaru Nasai.
So I made a mistake.
No, it's one of two pshatim. Either the Sikh of Yitumai or a Kfela because of Lemaru Nasai.
Well, but the
ikkar
that
they
an expert can't taste,
or
the
ikkar
that
is
not
marked. Well, no, even an expert has to be able to taste. That's called tam kikar. The aver is not tasting it. The aver is that the tam exists. The issue is not that you taste it. It's nice and
hard.
It exists. So tam kikar.
Sense that
taste buds exist more. I mean, what? There's a certain level of
bakla diet. So that's why should go with an expert?
No, because an expert, a chef, is somebody who knows. After Shishim, we're not worried. After Shishim, well, okay. You see, there's another way we can learn our minig. We don't rely on a kfeila. You can learn a second way. You can learn we don't rely on a kfeila because we're chayshish for Rashi Shita. The Shishim plus kfeila. So therefore, we always measure with Shishim. But then why don't we taka get a kfeila l'chumra? Why don't we go get a kfeila? All right, we're not makel with a kfeila. If we're chayshish for Rashi, why aren't we in Machmir? More than Shishim, we could still have a taste. Yeah. If someone's bottled with Shishim, and you eat it, you discern a taste, you have to throw it away. No Shaila. Tom Kicker, for sure. If you could taste something after Shishim, you for sure have to throw it away. No Safik. Because when we just Shishim, we assume there's no taste. If you know this taste, then it's awesome. So what? No, we never rely on kfeila. The question is why we never rely on a kfeila. There are those who want to say the Ramah very often says Eino nu bikiyim. Ramah very often says we're not such bikiyim, but here you can't say it because of Shach Dalit. Shach Dalit says a chiddush. Imei shama v'kechavim l'tayamai. I'm sorry, it's Shach Hey. Shach Hey. Einoigin Ashav Lismay Chayve Kechavim. Midalai Kaamar. Veinoigin Ashav Lismay Chatiima. Shulchanar doesn't say we don't rely on tasting. She says we don't rely on a guy. Bekomer einoigin Ashav Lismay Kechavim. Mashma Dafkai Vikechavim Hu. Because we don't trust the Goyim. But if a from Yid would taste it, we'd rely on him. How's a from Yid gonna taste it? Truma. Let's say you have truma, vegetables that fell into a pot that's cooking, and you give it to when they had Shuma Tahira, and you give it to a guy to taste. Kayin to taste, because Shulam for the Chulam, time like Kayin, because he's a Mishas and Paiskim. V'afen Shulam Naim Bismanainu, Mikol Makim, Nafkin and Linyan Aimer, Kayin and Basa V'yayin, Shani Tayim. Someone made a neder, he's not going to taste a certain product, and that product is in a mixture. So now you get someone else to taste it. L'chayr is another nafkamina by fleshiks and melachiks. You have something which had a fleshik ingredient in it, and your a milchik ingredient in it. What? Bishach. Bishach gives an example. Inami le'inyan timas basar echolav kamei gabitznoin. You cut a radish with a milchik knife, and you want to know if you can put it into your chicken soup. You think you'll taste any milk in the radish? Try it. Taste
knife
it.
Knife is clean.
So you taste it. If it doesn't have a taste, you should weigh yourself. Even if it mixed in, if it blended in, the Vadi Yisrael, I'm a shaker. So he's saying, the Shach is paskening, that you could rely on Ti'imas Yisrael, even L'chadchila, even Bizman Hazeh. So we see from this Shach, that it's not because Einonu Bekiyim B'Ti'imah, because we do rely on Yisrael. The reason is we don't trust Goyim. The Goyim become worse since the time of Chazal? Maybe lying is Moshchiach, I don't know. The bottom line, we're not really sure which of the reasons is the Rambam's reason that we don't rely on Shishim, that we don't rely on the tasting. But one thing is sure, the Shach learned that it's still possible to taste it, and therefore a person could rely on tasting. I don't know. The Shach doesn't say you have to give it to an expert. Shulchan Aruch didn't mention kfeila, so he's not mentioning kfeila, and he says that you can rely on the tasting of someone tasting it in order to be makel.
The point of the expert wasn't for his taste, but the point was for his reputation. You're not going to lie.
Okay, but all right. The Ari Shainim will mention it as an expert reason, but in a chinami. When we learned this, we had a problem that there's a Shach in Tzadik Vav, Sivkat and Hay, who says the same heter, and he's only makel on Timas Yisrael b'diavet, not l'chadchila. And here he seems to be makel l'chadchila, Tzadik Vav Hay, he's makel l'chadchila. So we had a little bit of a problem. The Chavos Das argues with the Shach. The Chavos Das holds that we're not Saimach on Timas Yisrael at all. Bizman Hazeh, we're not Saimach on any team at all. However, most of the Paiskim are Saimach, the Chachma Sadim and Darach HaShulchan are Saimach on Timas Yisrael. They hold that you could rely on Timas Yisrael. I'd be a little nervous to rely on it, but I don't know. For me, it would be very hard to taste if you told me the vegetable soup had a small piece of chicken in it. Now, if this piece of chicken is less than a 60th, the vegetable soup is parah. But it would be very difficult for me to taste the vegetable soup and see the difference in a vegetable soup that did have chicken in it, vegetable soup that didn't have chicken in it. Okay. My wife maybe could taste it, I don't know. You agree with me? I don't know. I will find it very hard to taste it and know.
Kefela Israel, professional Israel, chief, chef, maybe he'll be able
to. Okay. I'm talking about eating it. No, I'm talking about I could be talking about the pot. It could be, well, it's usually not going to be in the pot. Usually chicken touched the pot, so it's going to be related directly. But I'm talking, let's say, waiting 6 hours. That's a major issue. Who wants to wait 6 hours? So I would be nervous. It could be Saibach. The halacha is it could be Saibach. You know, I was once.
To eat it with spices,
to eat it together with melachiks would be an afkamina. Yes.
You want to sign up on a or you want to be
I want. If I'm not sure if it's shishim, I want to know if it's bottle shishim. It's no problem. But if I'm not sure if it's shishim, I want to rely on Tima. What? If I'm not sure of it's shishim, the question is, can I be makel with Tima?
Right. Yeah, because we need both, though, right?
I have to tell you, at the end of the day, I don't know why we're not machmir on Tima. When it's shishim, as I said, if you eat it, you taste it, it's awesome. Why would not machmir to get a guy once it is shishim? to be machmir for Rashi Shita, right, and give it to a guy, why we're not machmir? All right, we're not machmir. I says, you don't pass like Rashi. We pass like Shisha, we can allow to be machmir. Yeah, no, chinami. The team is only a kula, not a kula. But sometimes it'll be the chinami. Sometimes it'll be the. I once asked, I once went to Rabbi Yashiv. Whenever I saw, I go to him. I never want to bother him. I don't know, I'm somehow, people go running with shaylus, and I'm, I don't know, I've, you know, nechishasa, nechishasakrav, I never want to chaper. Even when I used to be Meremosh and I heard shaylus, I just stood in the background and I heard. But I was always afraid to chaper. But once, it was my son right before the bar mitzvah, and I went in for a bracha. So I shouldn't chaper for that either, but you know, for a son. So the fellow standing there tells me, you have no shaylus? You have no shaylus? I think Rabbi Yashiv was a little upset with him, but so I asked him, I'd rather have a shayla. I had the following shayla, which when we learned Yeridaya, we weren't sure. If you cook potato kugel and chicken in the oven, both open at the same time, do you have to wait 6 hours if they're eating the potato kugel? Let me explain. If you eat a potato from a cholent that had meat, you have to wait 6 hours. Tom Kirker, there's a blia in it, there's no question you have to wait 6 hours. In an oven, the blia goes through Zaya. The steam of the chicken, we assume, is in the potato kugel. And Peg also gives off Zaya. So there's Zaya. It's fleishig, no question potato kugel is fleishig. Question is, do you have to wait 6 hours? We didn't have any chlorarias. So I asked him, so he said, Mekem Mekel Zayin. He said, "Lachatchila, you can make a zayin lachatchila that you don't have to wait 6 hours." What's the reason? I didn't ask him the reason. I assume the reason is because lamaisa, when we eat the potato kugel, we don't taste chicken in the potato kugel. We're not margish a tam of chicken through the zaya. So to be makel on the iser mamish is one thing, but here the whole reason we wait 6 hours is because it's moishach tam, because it leaves a lasting tam. And such a thing, at least, okay, you know, I'm more comfortable to be makel on the waiting of 6 hours. If I had a chicken soup, it's a kashal waiting 6 hours, and I had a vegetable soup rather, and a little chicken, I don't know if it's shishim, and I was tasting it, for waiting 6 hours, for that, I'd be more comfortable to be saimach on this shach.
Yeah.
What? No, a bliya through a kenapar nat is not maishach tam, but a bliya of be'en is maishach tam. If you eat a potato from a child, you have to wait 6 hours. It's a bliya directly, not through a kelin. So you do have to wait 6 hours. That's perish in Shulchan Aruch. It says tafshul shalbasa, but through zaya you can be makel. So I'm saying for the 6 hours you can be saimuch on tasting it. The one case of everything we talked about today that I'm comfortable relying on tasting it is taka waiting 6 hours.
That's only
tasting
chicken.
It. What?
That's only chicken.
Even if it's meat, and it's in the soup, you're not sure if it's shishim. So then a person could be makel. What?
How about baking something parva milk after you have the chicken?
When you take the chicken out of the oven,
take it out.
Yeah, you can always cook something parav in an oven because it's not more than an upper nat.
So
it's not a problem. Milchiks, we're going to have to get to later. But generally, we don't cook milchiks in a fleishig oven unless it's wrapped well, where it's touching, double wrapped.
If the guy said there's a taste, then it's chaticha nasa nevala.
Okay. What?
If the guy said there's a taste, then it's the thing is the chaticha
nasa nevala. Okay, I'm going to have to break now. I want for next week, we'll get to Sif Beis. Before that, Rabbi Kiva Eger here on the third side, that's on the last side, asks a famous kasha. This Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha is a lamdisha kasha. It's also in the Prima Gadim, the Prichadash, the Chavaz Das. Come out, everybody has it. Yitzhak Hashem. I'm only going to spend a few minutes on it next week. If you have time, chop the kasha. It's a sharp kasha, and we're going to deal with it a little bit next week. And then, Yitzhak Hashem, will learn Sif Beis. Thank you all for joining us.